You know, I have to be honest, lately I have been feeling pretty burnt out. What's up, everybody? This is Josh from Practical Theism. You know, I have to be honest, lately I have been feeling pretty burnt out. I've been trying to keep up getting new material for all of you guys out there, and there are days where it just doesn't want to work with me. I've been feeling lazy, tired, uninspired, and nothing seems to come out when I'm trying to put together new material. Like, seriously, it's been real rough. But I'm reminded of a passage of scripture that talks about dealing with this. Psalm 23:4. Quote, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me." End quote. So I just started writing my next wave of new material a few weeks ago, and I hit writer's block. It forced me to take a step back and really assess a few things, but more importantly, it made me remind myself of my purpose in this, of doing these videos. I've been recording these videos weekly, coming up on a year now, and the reason I started doing these videos was to share my perspective on why God made sense to me. I have a background in media production, and because videos and podcasts helped me so much in my journey, I felt God calling me to further the mission in the same way. But as I did this self-evaluation, mind you, just a side note here, I think that self-evaluations are very healthy to do, and you should do them often. Seriously, especially if you have an ongoing mission or a project. John even writes about this in the book of Revelation, urging the church of Ephesus to, quote, "remember your first love. Remember the reason you started to walk with the Lord in the first place." Recommitting to your goal is a very biblical idea, and one that we should always be persevering towards. Anyways, as I did this self-evaluation, I recognized an interesting question among my interlocutors. It was this idea of, quote, "why do Christians always feel the need to tell others that they are wrong and that they themselves are right?" End quote. I mean, I really thought about it. Now, granted, I will give everyone this. There are people claiming the Christian faith who do a terrible job of how they quote-unquote evangelize. These people that think that they are doing the gospel justice by explicitly and violently condemning someone to hell and vice versa, I think that Christians on the other side who don't take any stance at all on their faith and slip into this relativistic faith, they are not doing the gospel any justice either. But we see this pattern of people trying to tell others they are wrong in virtually every aspect of human interaction. It's not just with faith topics. Everyone is trying to sell others on their ideas, beliefs, values, products, services, you name it. Whether that is your religious beliefs, your political beliefs, your business services, or whatever it is, in conversation, no one steps back 100% of the time and presumes to be Switzerland to every conversation and stay neutral. No. At the end of the day, you engage in dialogue to put forth your ideas, your values, and beliefs to see if others will accept them. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. That is what makes dialogue actually really fun and interesting. I mean, just look at the comments section of any religious or political, you know, video topic. Things get real fun real fast. You see, the reason Christians feel the need to share their faith in whatever capacity they choose to do so is because, first of all, Christ calls them to spread the good news. So there is an exhortation from their God, but also because deep down, it has affected a positive change in a lot of them. It has changed the way they think, the way they talk, the way they live their life, in a very positive and sometimes radical way, for the better. And they want to share that with everyone they encounter. Not to mention the grace of eternal life, but that's another topic for another time. Look, what man, when he finds a great pearl, would not go home and sell everything that he has to get that pearl? In Matthew 13:45, Jesus says, quote, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. who, when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it, end quote. What man, when he finds something of value, would not do everything he has to get more of that and even share that? Whether you were a believer, an atheist, an agnostic, a deist, a Hindu, Jewish, whatever, if you truly believe you have found the truth that everyone should know about, and you know that it can change lives, why would you not want to share it? However, dialoguing in a charitable manner, this is where the real test comes in. Because no matter how valuable your truth is, not everyone is going to want to hear it. And if you do not present it in a charitable manner, with love, no heart is going to be open to listening, let alone applying that truth. And having good reasons for why you believe what you believe, and don't be afraid to engage in discussion about those beliefs. For all my Christian brothers and sisters out there, I encourage you, from the words of St. Peter, always be ready to share a reason for the hope that is within you. If you haven't already, hit that like button, pound that subscribe button so you can get more of this awesome content. And from all of us here at Practical Theism, we'll catch you next time.